Good afternoon to listeners. If you can hear me, right on, right on. If you cannot hear me, I can adjust the volume for you. Okay? Then that way you will be able to hear. I had a meeting earlier. So, of course, I was heard then. So, I assume that my volume is okay. I am excited because we are in another year. I know you probably don't want to hear my big mouth. I think that I'm entitled to my opinion, all right? And I have that freedom of expression. Whether I'm right or wrong or misunderstood, I still have that freedom. And sometimes, you know what, as a woman, I feel as though my freedom and my voice, my opinion is really nothing but subliminal or compatible or non-existing to people that feel as though they are more important. Well, welcome to America. I have rights in this country, they say. Well, we were granted rights on a piece of paper. Basically, it is what it is. All right. Whether people want to enforce that, carry it on and make it a reality, it's on them. But I'm not going to play the game. It's either we are treated as human and equal or not. And I know when I'm mistreated, I know when I'm violated, and I know when I'm trying to be trafficked or coerced into someone else's greedy behavior and intentions and how people like to exploit. They want to get over and use people for their own benefit and personal gain. And I don't have the time. Either you straightforward at what you're trying to do. When you're trying to make your money, you're trying to build up your courage, but then you know what? You don't give a hoot about me. You're gone. When you earn yours, when you make yours, when you get to that point in life where you want to be successfully or financially, and it's on you. You have to live with those decisions and those choices. You have to live with those boundaries, not me. To each his own. Self-survival, I understand. But I still have rights. Whether you think I'm cuckoo, mental, crazy, slow, uneducated, weak, dumb, ignorant, stupid, or not, I still have rights. We all have rights. But when you cross the line, you want to tear me down. I'm talking about intentionally. I'm not talking about maybe it's something that you really truly didn't mean to do or you weren't trying to do that. But I'm talking about really. And then people laugh about it when they tear you down, when they tear me down. They get with certain people and they joke. Haters don't like activists. You don't like people that want to get somewhere and be somebody and not hang with the crowd that's not going anywhere. They sit back and talk about other people and watch them and want to know what the mental patients are doing with these outcast people, poor homeless people out on the streets or in the ghettos. People that are living in poverty really do not have much. They don't have any place to really lay their head, or they're just simply normal, ordinary people that do not care about that bourgeoisie, that having more money to control with power. go somewhere with your money and your cars and your houses, okay? Because that's not benefiting me. It's not getting me anywhere because you're thinking about yourself. And I don't have the time. I have rights. Right? What are those rights? And I feel as though, and maybe I'm repeating myself, people that are in certain positions to do a job, they shouldn't depend on other people to do it. They shouldn't depend on other people to be there for them. Or they're not going to do anything for them. Unless they're doing something for them. Hoarding. Greedy. Conniving. People. That only want something to do with you. Me. If we can do something for them. So they're going to watch and see. Because, look, they feel as though you're not helping and I'm not helping. So they want to watch and tear you down and talk about you. And don't have a mental illness or a past with a mental breakdown or something. Because really, they want to dwell on that and pound on that. Outcasts. People, they feel as though they must watch and take care of when really they're supposed to be watching and taking care of themselves, but they're not going to do that because people that have a low self-esteem, maybe, or some insecurity, they're not going to do anything to help themselves. They're not going to reach deep down inside of themselves to find their intellect and build upon their strengths. And continuously set goals. No, people with a low self-esteem. Right? And insecurity. They want to know what other people can do to help them. Instead of them helping themselves. Now, I'm talking about other people that aren't getting paid to help them. They still want other people to help them. When they're supposed to be helping the people that they're depending on to help them. And we have a messed up world. We have a corrupted world. It's a sad world. When we have it like that. And you think people really care? Well, some people are so impounded and engulfed in sadistic pleasure where they must seek some kind of revenge or retaliation, or they get a kick out of making life so miserable or sadistic for other people in a secret, sometimes sneaky way. Undercover haters, I call them. And some of you are like, maybe not. Well, maybe not. But I still have rights. It doesn't matter. Now, what are my rights? Will you tell me? I can go and research on the internet if you want me to do that. We can talk about it. We can research, read, but I still have rights. And when people, they don't give a hoot about rights because they're so busy and they want to find out, well, what did you do wrong in order for me not to allow you to have constitutional rights? Or any rights. That's not your job to find out what I did wrong. It's your job to do your job. But you're going to find out what I'm doing wrong or what other people are doing wrong instead of you concentrating on what you're supposed to be doing. Then everything will be all right. Know your rights. I need to know mine. Because I know I have rights. Right? But what happens when people take advantage of people? Right? Because they have rights. And they're in a position where they're supposed to make sure that people's rights are granted and available. Those people. Why do they take advantage of the people that are supposed to have rights? Why do they take advantage of people when they are supposed to make sure that those rights are there? Greedy. Insecure, some fears. Well, if that person has the control to have rights, and I don't have it like that person. That person is doing something, over there. And I want to see what that person is doing over there before I concentrate on those rights. What does that have to do with the rights? The rights are rights. Well, in the past, the person had problems before. What does that have to do with that person's rights? We all have problems. Whether it's the same problems or not, we have problems. But we're not going to make sure that certain people have rights at all, not granted in any constitution or any other place, because we want to concentrate on negative things that are actually surrounding circumstances and try to hold back and interfere and project. And that could be reasons why so many people are homeless, are unemployed, have so many problems. Not getting what that person's or the people need. Not being in a position that they're supposed to be in. And they're all over the place. Maybe they're in situations where they shouldn't be. Because people take advantage of people. They don't care about your rights, my rights. And do you think I care about theirs if they don't care about mine? Should I be so concerned about their rights if they're fully not really seriously thinking about mine until they need something or want something? You get what I mean? I'll be back with more, y'all.
Miss Suyu, the whole truth. Miss Suyu, die ganze Wahrheit.
Why am I so interested in rights? Do I have rights in 2024? I want to share something. Years ago, I was homeless. I would go to a church to pick up my mail. And that church was where I registered to vote. That was the voting poll. Right there. And I recall one day when I picked up my mail, I was right there, and an unknown man handed me my mail, never saw him before, and said, "You're the only person that doesn't have bills. You never get any bills." And I thought about that. Why are you so interested in my mail, whether I'm getting bills or not? I don't know you. This is the first time I ever saw you. And you know what I'm getting in the mail? That was kind of touchy, unexpected, disrespectful. And then I noticed after I got my apartment, and later I stopped voting, I started getting bills. Yes. Why do I have to do something for people in order to have rights? Whether I vote or not, it's still my privacy. It's still my mail. It's still my happiness. It's still my peace. It's still my humanity. And I don't owe you anything. Whether I'm voting or not, it's your job. Whether you get paid to do a job or not, it's up to you. But it's not my job to do your job. I still have rights. Everyone has basic rights under the U.S. Constitution and civil rights laws. The phrase, knowledge is power, is certainly true when protecting your rights. The ACLUDC has easy-to-use resources of Know Your Rights, materials to help district residents understand their rights and react effectively when their rights are under threat. ACLUDC.org. Thank you for waiting for me to come back and talk a little bit more about these rights. I have questions. I want to know, really, do I still have rights in 2024? Sometimes I wonder, you know, what does it take? Do you have to actually break the law in order to get rights? It seems like people accept people when they break the law or when they're doing something derogatory or saying something derogatory. It's like they want that. They want violence, or they want sin, or they want crime, or some people feed off of crime and negativity, uneasiness and confusion. They're excited when other people are actually straddling the fence or going through something in life or having a hard time, or they seem like they're more in control when other people are doing their best or doing what they really excel to do. Some people are just hungry for power. They feel powerful when other people are carnal or misbehaving or all over the place or confused and angry and bitter. That makes people feel as though they are so righteous and they are so acceptable and so much better and so much smarter and so much knowledgeable and so much credible and so much more successful. Do you get my point? Hungry for power. I must have power, but in order for me to have power, I must see other people in need, beneath me, wanting me, desiring me, running to me, begging me, kissing up to me. There are people in this world like that. They're not going to allow people to get far in life or accomplish certain goals unless they are in control and they have power over people that have goals and have a journey. They have a life. They're trying to get somewhere and be somebody. But if people are not getting the power, they're not getting the negative attention that they want. They're going to just disrupt your goals and dreams. Although, you know, your goals and dreams are not in violation. You're not doing anything to violate anyone's constitutional rights or civil rights. You're human. And you're moving on. Haters. And they will deny that they're haters. They will deny that they're conspirators. They will act like they're inspirational instead of being part of the conspiracy. Oh. Just ask yourself, why aren't certain people getting far in life with all of the knowledge and the education and the skills that they have, or the experiences that they've had in life, or they still have, or and they're working on those experiences? Take note of it. How valuable and smart and intelligent people are, but still, you have haters. I do not care about your rights as a woman, as a minority, as an immigrant, as a citizen, as a working class individual. They do not care. As a human being, they do not care. Seems like they're part of a cult. They're there to work. They're there to do the job and provide the service, but they're caught up in some kind of gang-related activity on the job. Where they must try to continuously watch other people and break people down and get back at people and retaliate against people. That mentality. As if they are untouchable. Unnoticed and undetectable. But I still have rights. And it doesn't matter. All the excuses, all of the pop-ups and all of the lies, all of the gossip, all of the hearsay, I still have rights. But when people violate, they don't care. As long as they get what they need. Certain types of people they do not like. Certain types of men, certain types of women, certain types of young girls, young boys, they don't like. And no matter what you say, they're not gonna get it. You can read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Human Rights, and all of the rights. Pull out all of the books. Put them through so many classes and courses. They still don't care. And they will tell you in so many ways, they will show it and prove it that they do not care. But I still have rights. And as long as I'm living, rights are rights. You can put me in my grave and laugh, talk about me, slander my name while I'm dead, defame my character still, why? Because if you hated me when I was alive, who cares? They do not care. So we move on in 2024. We reach for the stars. And for those that do not care, they want to play victim, play Christianity, play Mr. or Mrs. Righteous, play politics. Play the race card. Fake, phony, they do not care. We move on. And we do what we can, whether it's the best or not. And we understand that, you know, people that hate women, they hate men, they hate little girls, or they hate little boys. It's a sad world. Really. They don't care about your rights, and they don't care about my rights. But we do what we can, and we move on. We try to understand what our rights are. And they could know. Very well know. But do you think that they're going to do their job? You know, just play me like I'm stupid, as if you're doing your job and I have rights. But deep down inside, you know that I've been violated and my rights have been violated. But you sit back and act like your job is done, and I don't know what the bleep bleep what I'm talking about. This is America, y'all. Have a great year, over and over and over again. Keep the dream alive, right? Keep pressing on, and remember, it gets better. I'm out of here.